Welcome back to the Budweiser On Deck Show. Jordy Fee Platt joined by Missions infielder Ryan Jackson. First off, Ryan, you've been with the Missions all year long. How would you assess your campaign and your growth this year?
Yeah, I mean, it's been a good season so far. The boys have been grinding away through the year, competing, and overall, I think it's been a good year so far.
What have been the biggest things where you've seen the most improvement in yourself, both offensively and defensively?
I would say just consistent hard contact. I mean, it doesn't matter the outcome of your at-bats. Just make sure you're putting a good swing on it and hitting it hard. That's all you can control. So I'm happy with improving that this year. That's been good.
How nice has it been to be in AA all season long and kind of have that consistency to learn what this level is like and not have to worry about kind of big transitions?
Yeah, it's definitely been nice. Staying in one spot for a year has been good for me, and facing AA pitching, since it's really good, and just getting consistent at bats throughout the year has been very good for me in my development.
What have you learned from this coaching staff? Missions manager Chris Tremme, your hitting coach Eric Del Prado, what have they taught you the most this year?
Just being consistent with my mechanics with Del Prado, and obviously we've been working on the hard hit contact as well, and just getting on base, hitting more doubles, and stealing more bags.
What's your favorite part of being in this clubhouse and building the chemistry and the community that you guys have built?
I say just the people. Some guys I played with last year throughout a couple levels, and just the camaraderie around the clubhouse. We all get along well, and good vibes throughout the pregame and during the game. So it's just a lot of fun playing with the same guys throughout the year.
You finished up your college career at USC. What do you think being part of that program taught you, and how has that helped you be a better professional baseball player?
Yeah, being at USC helped me a lot, just about learning about history and legacy and just the people that have done it before me. And obviously in professional baseball, a lot of people have came and done things throughout their career in professional baseball, and just learning from them, either from coaches that have played or others that I've talked to, just picking their brain and grinding your way through the minor leagues and improving on things that you've learned from others.
As a West Coast kid with the Pac-12 kind of having fallen apart, how much does it mean to have been part of a school like that you know, the West Coast guys grow up looking at and rooting for, and just noticing that the conference and the legacy that was built in college baseball?
Yeah, I was the last year of the Pac-12, so I'm glad to be part of that. And just being at a big school like USC, a lot of tradition, a lot of great people, again, that's come before me and played through that program. So there's just a lot of good people that come through that school and a lot of good fans in that community in Southern California. So it's definitely special.
What have you enjoyed the most about being part of the Missions and being here in San Antonio this year?
Just like I said, like the guys and exploring the city. I mean, San Antonio is a great city downtown. Everything has been good. So it's definitely a good town, and fans love us. So them being at every game has helped us a lot. So it's a lot of fun.
Who were some of your role models growing up in Northern California in baseball? Some guys that you looked up to?
I grew up an Oakland A's fan. So just Marcus Semien, Eric Sogard, some of those guys. And Matt Chapman came through the A's system. So it was a lot of fun watching them growing up, going to games and stuff like that. And definitely watching the Giants as well, their World Series runs in 10, 12, and 14. So a lot of good baseball in the Bay Area growing up.
How hard has it been to watch the Coliseum kind of disappear from the national spotlight and the A's make that move? That has to have been hard growing up that way.
Yeah, it was definitely hard. I mean, growing up, going to those games was a lot of fun. Taking Bart, going to the games and stuff. But hopefully they do well in Vegas when they move. But it takes away the competition in the Bay Area. Giants and A's was a lot of fun, that competition growing up.
What have you taken away the most from the Padres organization and how they do things in your time here?
Just the development so far. I mean, the coaches have been great to me, and just the development through hitting, like Cooley, our hitting coach and hitting director, and just them developing me so quickly and believing in me, and then I had to believe in myself to make sure that I can make it, and just like, yeah.
You guys are in the midst of a playoff push. I know it's the minor leagues, but it's fun for anybody to be a part of it. Three games back with 23 to go. how much do you enjoy being part of a playoff push, playing meaningful baseball?
I mean, that's the goal in any part of baseball. Summer ball in college, professional baseball. Everyone wants to play in the playoffs. It's the brightest spotlight, and it's the most fun baseball you'll play, so it'll definitely be fun getting there.
What's it going to take to get to the postseason?
Just like keeping our hitting going, stringing hits along and scoring runs, and then our pitching being solid, starting pitching, getting us deep into games, and then our bullpen will be lights out, so that'll get us to success down the road.
Thanks so much for the time, Ryan.
Thank you.
We'll be right back on the Budweiser On Deck Show with starting lineups and first pitch from Wolf Stadium.